4 RM Mobile.
04 HKX Mobile.
Morning, Patrick. How you doing?
How about you?
And Tom says I'm fine as frog hair split three ways. The other guys, and we're going to head south to Orlando.
That sounds like a really fun trip. I was thinking about that yesterday.
To make it fun. First time I've ever been to a big ham fest, so my eyes will be wide open.
Particularly you're looking forward to?
Well, to seeing, you know, what kind of stuff's there, what kind of people are there, and just having fun.
If you were going looking for a certain radio or something like that coming out.
Need anything in terms of equipment, but, you know, I just want to go and to say I've been to a big ham fest.
That's good a reason as any, right?
I see something that strikes my fancy, but I'll have to see how much it costs before I commit to buy.
I go 1 year myself.
Be plenty more time, so that you can go. So you leave out this about this time every morning and head south?
At the house an hour ago.
Why, have you already made your first stop, or you hadn't started your stops yet?
I have not started my stops yet. I'm already down here almost in the Greer on 290 right now. But normally there's a couple of us on here this time of morning.
KN4 GFW Mobile.
W2 JKT Mobile.
Share check Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope everybody's having a great start to your day. KO4 HKX.
In Greer, Friday Eve.
North of Greer, but headed that way. W2 JKT, name's Eric here.
Yeah, Mobile. Patrick.
Yeah, I didn't recognize all of it.
Radio check, Whiskey 3, Romeo, India Golf.
India Golf, what was your name again? I'm Patrick, KO4HKX.
I'm just trying to get a radio check.
Good, KO4HKX.
Timber, thank you. Whiskey 3, Romeo, India Golf out.
This is pretty much the normal morning crew, minus Richard. And Miss Sally, because Richard's in the hospital.
So yesterday that he was in the hospital. I hope he gets along fine. But good morning, gentlemen. This is Fred, Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. I'm mobile and eventually headed south to Orlando to the big hamcation down there.
A bit jealous. I wouldn't mind going to hamcation myself. KO4, see ya.
Good morning, Fred. This is Kent. KN4 GFW.
Good. Name's Eric here. W2JKT. Where are you headed from to get down to Orlando?
Well, K4RM Fred here. I live in Piedmont, but I'm going to meet three of my other ham friends down here in Gray Court, and we're going to head south. It'll be my first time to hamcation, my first time to a big ham fest, so I'm excited about it. Go ahead, pick it up, Patrick, and pass it around.
Oh, Ken, where are you at right now?
Red light at Wade Hampton.
All right, I'm coming up right behind you then.
You drink?
Talking at one time now.
Playing us a hamcation getaway one year. Everybody picked up down there.
When you and somebody else doubled perfectly there.
You're in a dungeon or something. You're you dropped out there.
Get on Wade Hampton.
90 right there at the Taco Bell QT speak.
I'm down here in Taylor's.
290 kind of by that angle.
3 Romeo India Golf. My name's William. I'm working. I just saw the meter on my radio taken out, and I wanted to get a radio check. Thank you, fellas, very much. Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf going back to work.
Same time.
You can join us anytime. We're here 5 days a week.
RM Mobile. So, Patrick, you in charge of this morning crew?
I'm in charge of this morning crew, Fred. K4HK.
It's a ragtag, Fred. You know, we just kind of bump into each other here every morning. We're all basically commuters. I commute from Shelby, North Carolina, all the way down to exit 27. I do this 3 days a week usually, sometimes two if I can get away with it. But yeah, it's a good crew. I just kind of found them one morning, and there's no leadership here. Just, just bumping into each other on our commute.
That's good. It's nice to have some people to ride along with, especially if you've got to travel that early in the morning.
That's why I wasn't getting out. That's about 3.5, 4 watts.
Car this morning.
He's trying to save on fuel. He's killing me. Can't stand it. I drove the truck yesterday, but yeah. We're glad to have you with us, Fred. Let's join us anytime. But more radio stuff you can buy.
I'm happy to say I haven't bought any fuel since October. Hi.
Okay, let me see if I got it. 10, Eric. I buy fuel every day, it seems like. KO4HKX. And, Fred, who all is going with you on the hamcation trip there?
So it's myself, Bill, N4IQ. I think you met him when you came up to the mountain place. And it's Gary, W4EEY. Probably know him. And then Jim, K9JDP. Four of us are going. We're meeting at Jim's house in Gray Court. Over.
3 out of 4 there. Sounds like y'all are going to have a good time, though. I'm like Andrew. I'm a little bit jealous y'all are going. But maybe next year when Matco, I think Matco's having their tool expo in Orlando next year, maybe I can kind of lump the two together and make it a good reason to go, KO4HKX.
Even as a business trip.
That would be the thing to do, Patrick.
Might spend too much money on radio stuff and not on business stuff is what I'm afraid of.
But you do.
Like guns, you can't have enough. After next year.
Well, this for some time, so this is my first opportunity. And when Bill made the invite, I
come back next week one morning and tell us how it was.
I don't get out this early. I do work, but I don't go in this early. But I know there are folks that hit the road before the crack of dawn, and you guys are some of them. But I'll give you a report sometime next week.
Forward to it.
Sign, because I'm not in Jim's house. You gentlemen have a good day, and keep it between the ditches. And good to hear all of you. Good to meet some of you for the first time. This is Kilo 4 Romeo Mike, Fred. I'll be clear.
Hey, Fred. Y'all have a safe trip, and enjoy KO4HKX.
7-3, Fred. Have a good trip. Say hey to the others, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Y'all be safe, KO4CEF. Supposed to have something coming up soon. What, in March?
I don't know the date, but I think it's March.
Good.
A couple other hands on the radio talking about it during the day, and they said it was good last year, so I don't know. Might be worth giving it a try. A little bigger town anyway.
Some connectors and some power poles and all that good stuff. I always like to hit the wire man when I go.
In the wire, man.
Excuse to go to the ham fest.
Don't fuel that way.
Definitely right about that, which I could just order online, but that kind of beats the purpose.
For HKX, Andrew, I looked it up right quick. It is Friday, March the 10th, and Saturday, March the 11th. Friday starts at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., so it's mostly set up, I believe. And then Saturday, it starts at 8:30 to 4. And did we lose Eric?
I'm just kind of saving my voice a little because whatever that cold I had, now I've got my voice was, you know, my voice was tough yesterday, and today it's still a little scratchy and hoarse. So I'm just kind of saving it a little bit. WTJKT.
Yeah, you sound a little rough this morning.
Kind of radio question. Little shortwave receiver that I got. If I lay my hand on top of it, it receives a lot better. So do I need to, like, hook a ground wire to the chassis and hook it to something?
I don't know. I don't know that shortwave radios require you to be the ground plane, but I have seen videos and articles about how to improve your shortwave. I mean, think about the megahertz that you're at, and you've got a little stubby antenna you're receiving it on. So what people do is they take a coil of wires, you know, some type of wire, and they add an alligator clip onto the end of it. And when they want to pick up better, you know, get better receive, they'll take that alligator clip and just attach it to the metal antenna of the shortwave radio, and it'll improve the reception.
It's called the wire reel antenna. I think it's about a 20-footer. Problem is I'm in a metal building, and I got it, like, you know, hooked to the window. I got some little stickies on there, and I got it in a little up and down pattern, and to get me more you know, wire out. But if I lay my hand on the radio, it does a lot better.
I know when you used to take your home stereo and you adjust it, it sounds good, and as soon as you step away from it, you lose the signal. It's kind of like that.
Counterpoise.
Experiment, stick something metal up under it, see if that changes anything.
A little bit.
Attach a length of wire to the chassis and let it dangle like a counterpoise. Should help a lot.
Appreciate it.
That's SWLIG, whatever it is, shortwave listening. I'm sure they've got articles and stuff like that, because I've been on that website many times. They've got all kinds of stuff and whatnot. So, well, gentlemen, I'm getting off my exit, so I got to get this antenna off the top of the car. So, y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you when I get off work or tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Group KO4HKX, have a great day.
KN4TFW. Enjoy your meeting.
And I talked to Richard yesterday on the telephone. He's in the hospital still, but he is doing good, and hoping to come home either today or tomorrow. He's just waiting on a new bed is what he's waiting on now. They're having to bring him, the VA's having to put a new bed in for him since his broke.
What it is?
Bruised his tailbone, his stove his back up, and he hit his head when he fell. So that's what he's waiting on this time. But he had just got home from the hospital when he went in about his stroke, and then the bed broke the next day. So he's just had a rough go the last 2 weeks.
Keeping us informed about him. We'll be thinking about him. KN4TFW.
Well, if you have a chance, maybe if you got a few minutes break today, give him a call on his telephone. He's just sitting in the hospital staring at the four walls, and Echolink doesn't work good where he's at this time, because it keeps cutting in and out. He doesn't have good service, and he's just sitting in there by himself right now.
Work?
Don't know if he has it or not, but I'm assuming he doesn't. Any big plans for today at work? Anything special going on?
Special going on right now, kind of low-key, no real major projects going on. I think everything's kind of on hold, you know, kind of waiting on the economy, see what's happening, just kind of running down some of the inventory and that levels, and that, you know, our warehouse was just over full, but now it's starting to get emptied out a little bit of raw materials anyway.
Yesterday, a lot of the shops over on 123 there in Easley, We were talking about how slow it's been the last week, week and a half. Hopefully everybody's just waiting on their tax money to get back and they can make a plan of what's going on. I don't know. But my tire stores, they were all standing around, said they hadn't had any work all day. So we shall see.
Somebody last weekend, a corporate guy from my old work, and he said, man, they're doing terrible. They're out of 14 machines, they're only running four, and they're not running their big producers, and that it's like the new company is just kind of letting them fade out.
Hopefully that's not what's going on, but the economy has been slowing down some from what I've been reading. So all we can do is wait and see. Eric, I know you don't want to talk much, but I hope you're doing okay over there.
Yeah, dealing with some traffic, and I feel fine. It's just my voice is, I lost my voice last night late just because I had to use it all day. And I woke up this morning, and it's just, you know, I've still got the grog in the morning. I'm sure as the morning goes on, it'll improve a little bit, but just still trying to get woken up and having some kombucha here in the car and, just listening to you guys talk.
Let's see, warm up. It's warning about a bad time coming up, and they're, like they used to use the old canaries in the mine, they say the canary of today is Amazon. I see where they're laying off more. They were going to lay off 10,000, now it's 18,000. So, I mean, it's not looking good for this year.
What's funny for me is I've had the best start that I've ever had to a year in January. I had my best month ever. That's why it's just, I don't know what to say. But now I'm struggling to get stuff back, too, so I guess that's part of it.
Taking a lot longer to get stuff, and, you know, everything's going to where you can't find nothing in the store, and you have to get it off the line, and, you know, it's just, I mean, just stupid, ridiculous.
Only strange times we live in, that's all I know to say about it. Just take it one day at a time, and really don't know who to listen to or who to trust on anything is the main problem I'm finding.
You know, what you hear is a lie. You know what I mean? You know, just like on the big State of the Union, you know, all that was a lie. And that, 'cause this is just terrible. And that they totally did away with one of the reports, I guess, that talks about the, you know, Pete, how many people are working and everything, because if they told that report, it'd contradict what the government's saying.
So which side of the fence you're listening to, they're all lying. That's what gets me more about it than anything, is the fact that nobody really wants to tell the truth. You've got to dig and wade through all the information and try to figure it out for yourself. And there's just so much information out there, it's hard to do.
Where Florida was getting ready to pass some things to, I guess, make it harder for them, taking away some privileges from the media, you know what I mean, so that you can do stuff against them when they're doing false things, I guess.
That, but then you're limiting free speech by scare tactics, because now somebody's going to be afraid to say anything. I don't know that that's the right answer either. I just don't know. But I seen them one yesterday, to change the subject just a little bit, where 30% of Oregon's counties were voting to secede from Oregon. They didn't want to be part of Oregon anymore.
It's the eastern part of Oregon is, you know, more rural, and then the whole western part is the part that's all screwed up. And then, but I saw a map of all the counties and that wanted to move over and count themselves as part of Idaho. And then, so, I mean, there's still an ongoing battle about it.
Overall, I think the take my ball and go home approach is not the right one either.
I don't think that's going to solve any problem either. It's just creating more of a divide everywhere. And the fact that nobody's willing to talk and actually come down to a reasonable conversation and with facts, not hearsay or this, that, or the other, is the main problem.
Teaching critical thinking skills in school about 75 years ago, so this is a natural consequence of that.
The government's trying to cater to the 5% of the people that are complaining and everything instead of listening to the majority.
You break it down to just the cities and counties now, it's that way. They're just all so divided and won't have an intelligent conversation. Like Eric was saying, critical thinking skills are out the window because all we do is teach to a test and teach you what the answers are to the questions. We're not teaching you how to learn or how it really works. And it's that way with anything. I mean, it's crazy anymore.
KN4TFW.
Find out next week, though, where Matco's having an expo next year. And if they're having it, see how close next year's hamcation is to it and see about scheduling them both together. Take an actual week off and go down and enjoy both.
That one.
Rick, you thinking about going to the Charlotte Ham Fest?
We have the kids that weekend too, so it is end of month for Courtney, so she probably will be either working or otherwise too busy to go, but I'm wondering if I could take the kids. They might enjoy it. I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to her and see what she thinks about it. But, yeah, I'm planning to go if I can.
I got going on that weekend. Maybe we can plan to meet up down there or something. Actually meet face-to-face for a minute.
Yeah, it'd be good to meet all y'all because, you know, we've been talking all these times and, you know, never have met up with you guys one time. So, yeah, that would be cool. I'd like to do that.
Get out of his shell and he can come with us.
Hey, all I can think of right now that I need ain't necessarily that I need is I need some like a BNC connector to like a two wire and maybe a BNC to a 239 and that to be able to hook onto my little shortwave. My shortwave takes the BNC connector.
I might have brought one with me this morning. You could have paused just a second and got it from me. I got plenty of them at the house.
I'm up there at the wireman.
Up to his place. I might have to try that out one day, but I know not to go in the tool truck is what I've been told.
Not in the tool truck. That is definitely for sure. Although I've seen the UPS truck make it up there, but I don't know how. But you'll never make it in your truck because you're going up a pretty steep grade, and that sucker turns back probably 110 degrees.
I think I'll try that. And UPS drivers, they don't tend to care about the trucks. I tend to care about scratching mine up with tree limbs and all that, too. So, yeah, you got to watch that stuff.
Iffy in your excursion. And, I mean, when I was first trying to find it, I was going down the road, and finally I just stopped because I thought the road kept getting smaller and smaller, and I thought it was lost. But when I called, I was about 200 yards from the driveway.
He lives in a perfect place then, out in the middle of nowhere.
You think you're down the wrong road, but you got to go all the way to it ends, and then you're either going into some kind of gated community, or you turn right and you go up his driveway.
Catch him at the Ham Fest. I got some wire from him at the last one. I got some coax to replace here in the tool truck. I got to get it pulled through. See if that's some of my problem, issue with this radio.
Get my original wire antenna for HF. I got it from them.
I'm close.
Off the interstate, about a mile from the road to the gate.
I've been sitting here at the fence for a little while, the gate, waiting for guys to show up. I don't know, they were getting here early, and now they're getting here later and later, it seems like.
Getting back on overtime, too. I mean, it seems like everybody is just kind of taking a wait to see how everything's going to pan out.
To the shop foreman, and, somewhere in the last 2 weeks, and he was saying to work, they've got work scheduled through the end of the year anyway, but I mean, they're a pretty big company, so they're doing some pretty big grading jobs. They're not doing the little houses and stuff like that. So we'll see if any of it falls through and they stop it or what.
Everybody go to work today. This boy, she hated that. She's got to work today and tomorrow.
She's got to work on Friday. What are we going to do?
Headache's off in the road the last 2 weeks.
Get spoiled here for long and you're going to be in trouble. KO4HKX.
I think this weekend, is it supposed to rain on Saturday and Sunday? Or is it just supposed to be cool?
I mean, Saturday and Sunday down here in snow that y'all been trying to wish it in. They're calling for a 50% chance of snow Sunday up at the house.
And then I guess I can't do yard work, huh? Although, maybe I can squeeze some in. I got, you know, a bunch of bushes to clip back and I really need to burn up some of the debris.
Supposed to be scattered showers, not a complete washout, so you might be able to squeeze it in between rain showers as long as you can keep it from getting wet before you start it.
As they end up tarping it, just put a big tarp over my little burn pit and then it'll all be dry. But I've made it to the parking lot, so I was going to say 7-3 to you and Eric and that. Hope you guys are have a safe day and that, and I'll catch you guys later down the long. KN4 TFW.
Ken and Eric, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3's here because guys are finally starting to come in. You guys safe trip the rest of your way, and both of you have a great day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3's.
Guys, have a great day. We'll catch you a little bit later. This is W2JKT.